We are here with our guests today, not one, not two, but three. Yes, it's Essex Business Partnerships, our time to meet up and say hello to Karen and Sally again. Hello, Karen and Sally.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, it'd be all right if I turn you out, wouldn't it? Do you know what? I've been doing that all. We've been very, very naughty. We've also got waiting on the sidelines. We'll be speaking to Dom in a second. But first of all, if you could introduce yourself a little bit and tell us a little bit about Essex Business Partnerships for someone that might be joining us for the first time.
Well, I'm Sally. I'm the CEO and founder of Essex Business Partnerships, which is predominantly, I say, a networking organisation throughout Essex. Networking, plus we run shows, conferences, etc., etc. So a little bit different from a normal networking group, but covering the whole of Essex. We have four spheres, as I class them now. We've got a general networking circuit, we've got a construction circuit, and we've got a supporting women in business circuit. And this month we launch our charity circuit.
Karen, over to you.
Hello, I'm Karen. I'm Marketing Director of Essex Business Partnerships. Following on from Sally, just really like to say that we're very much about supporting Essex businesses, and we do everything we can. Our strapline is communicate, connect and collaborate, and we help businesses throughout Essex to do all of those three and to help them grow their businesses.
Great stuff. Now, you're here this month to talk about the launch of the new Charity Sector Networking Forum. But we also have actually on Zoom as well, Dom Fenton from the Activity Connector. Now, Dominic, hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us. Can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's okay. That's always a worry when we're on Zoom, but we're all connected and on live now, the four of us all together. How wonderful. You all right though, Dom?
Yeah, very good. I've just been finishing an event, so apologies for jumping on last minute.
No problem at all. It's lovely to have you here. Now, you've been involved in sport for 25 years and education for 17, haven't you, Dom?
Yeah, around that. I've been involved in sort of FE. I've worked for secondary schools. I've worked with primary schools. I've been coaching sport since I was about 18. So probably a little bit longer than 25 years now, but... all things that drive me and look to support how we can.
Oh, great stuff. Yeah, so I want to tell us a little bit more exactly about what you actually do, because you're a rugby player as well, and you're a coach as well, weren't you, Dom?
Yeah, played rugby for probably about 35 years at Chelmsford. Coached from the age of 18 up to about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Where life just took over and I needed to have a stop from coaching for a while. And basically I run sports events for children with special needs all over the UK for a charity, but I also then sort of work with schools and academy trusts, running events and putting people into schools, coaches, other companies into schools, just try and inspire that next generation.
Yeah, constantly busy then. So how did you get involved with Essex Business Partnerships then, Dom?
I've previously been a member just before, probably through COVID. Literally have connected with, fortunately what I do, I connect a lot of people and end up meeting a lot of people.
Yeah.
Rejoined the business partnerships probably over the last 6 months. And because I've got a passion for charities, Sally asked me to look at what we can do around this sector. And that's where it's all started.
Yeah, so will you be speaking at the charity sector launch as well, Dom? Or?
I will, but yeah, I'll be doing a brief, just having a brief introduction about what we're doing and why we're going to look at doing it. I'm really excited to get involved in this one, because charities is something that's up my heart, really.
Yeah, well, it's a new venture, isn't it, Sally? It's a new one that you're launching, isn't it? So
totally, because there's nothing in Essex, really, that concentrates on networking for the charities, CICs, not-for-profits, organisations. So, yeah, it is a new kind of venture totally for Essex, and we're hoping to bring as many charities from throughout Essex together and then ask them questions, find out from them what they feel they need and incorporate the business world as well. So it's bringing businesses together with the charities, because a lot of people, when they say charities, it's like, oh no, the curtains come down, and it's like they only want money. But it's not all about the money. They want to get into businesses to talk about what they can offer, how they can help businesses, mental health, baby loss, death in the workplace. It's all that type of thing that they can take information in and help the employer. For their employees. So it's a lot more than just giving money. Yes, there's, you know, you can give time and do these days out, and but no, it's about educating businesses as well. It's not all about money.
And learning from each other, Dom. I guess you get that a lot. You do a lot of networking as well, don't you?
Yeah, I think that sometimes the best way is to learn off each other. You know, they generally say that certain positions in business and in roles in life, you learn off other people that are in those similar roles because they understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
And I think actually, but by us asking what people want, I think collaboration is really important, because I think we try to do too much ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really busy, but I collaborate with lots of different partners. So it's amazing to be able to do this, because actually, you know, rather than cloning myself, which I'd love to do at some point, but I think everyone else, it will drive them crazy. Actually, I think there's this big thing about, well, actually, if you collaborate with others, and whether that's charity with charities, non-profit for non-profits, business with charities, I think we can make a bigger difference. And I think actually we can make a bigger impact.
Networking with Essex Business Partnership, what it actually means to you and your business?
It helps us get out, get ourselves known. But actually, there is so much expertise. I don't know everything. I'm the first to hold my hand up. And I think the more we can work together, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about us working together. I'm not worried about being a face of something. I'm not worried about being in front. But actually, I know for a fact that if I can collaborate and I can work with other people, it will benefit what I do and benefit my business.
Yeah. So what would you say to get people to come along to the charity sector launch?
Just come. Yeah. Just come and see what's out there. Come and see who you can connect with. A big thing, whatever, you know, we'd love lots of numbers there. But actually, whoever's in the room, they will know someone else. So you don't know who you don't know, and you don't know who other people can connect you with. So come and have a morning, come and see us at the event, and have an open mind in terms of what you can potentially get from it. But just come and have a morning where you're going to be in a room full of like-minded people, and come and enjoy it, and come and learn, and just come and network.
And Dom, where can we find you online?
If you type in the Activity Connector, I'm on LinkedIn under Dom Fenton. Everywhere else, I'm under the Activity Connector. So yeah, just drop me a message, and we can look at what we do.
And of course, be seeing you as well on the 21st of June at the event as well.
You certainly will be.
Great
certainly
stuff.
Will be.
I'm going to carry on. So, is there anything that you'd like to say to Dom, Sally, while he's still on Zoom?
No, just looking forward to a week on Friday when we can all get together in the room and speak to the different charities, etc. So yeah, Dom is a great inspiration, so I've known him for years, but
Brilliant stuff.
We'll get in the room and we'll speak to people.
Thank you again, Dom. Thanks for joining us. Thanks ever so much, especially last
minute.
Cheers, Dom. See you
Cheers.
later. Yeah, so we're still in the room with Sally and Karen of Essex Business Partnerships. And, Zoom's playing up a little bit there. So I thought, you know, we would now come back and talk to you more about actually what to expect at the event. And if there's any charity sectors, Karen, that want to get involved, what can they do?
Anyone who wants to come along can go onto our website, essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk.
Yeah.
I really got it wrong then. They will find on our events page, the event is listed there, so they can book onto it.
Yeah.
And we're very informal, but it's for us, it's about organisations, particularly any non-profit organisation, connecting with another organisation where they can help each other, or a learning experience. for them, because as Dom said, there are always things you don't know what you don't know. There's a lot to learn out there. And things where some organisations have had great success with, it's about sharing success stories. It's also about sharing where they've had problems and whether someone can help out.
So are you looking forward to the launch, obviously, as well? Because you've got a lot of other stuff going on. Because I actually joined you in one of your recent ones as well, didn't I? Was that last week, the week before? I don't know, time's going so quick, I don't know.
That was last week, yeah. Our original Supporting Women in Business event, which has been very, very successful since we've launched it. So much so that we've now, this Thursday, we launch our second venue in the Woodham Wickford area at Meadowcroft Garden Centre. At the Meadowcroft Cafe. So hopefully we'll bring in another set of women together in different areas. And then so much so that we launch our Colchester group in the beginning of July. So we've got two launches for the Supporting Women in Business, as well as our Colchester General Networking, which is later the fourth Wednesday of the month. So that launches this month too. So there's lots of launches out there, to be honest with you. And there's still more to come too.
There's lots going on. So basically, you've got to go to... I'm going to go back to you, Karen, again. What was the website again? Just so you remember it yourself as well.
EssexBusinessPartnerships.org.uk.
Seriously, though, you can get all the information for all the upcoming events as well and how to join the Essex Business Partnership. So if you're not a member, you can go along on a day and pre-book, can't you?
Non-members are welcome as well. So, the more the merrier in the room. We're out there to help businesses flourish and get known further out in Essex if they're not big enough to, have got out there that far.
Doing all the other events that you're doing, you could see what else was missing within all networking. So, and that's why you're launching this one.
And we did speak to people. It was a charity that did come to us and say, would you be interested in doing this? So we kind of looked at it and spoke to different people, and we've put it into place for them because they haven't got the time to do it. So it's something that it's under our umbrella, so we can action it. And whether it stays in Chelmsford as a central base or whether we take it as satellites out into the county, there's lots of opportunities to grow. We'll listen to what people say in the room, and if they feel it's too far to come, then we'll look at something further afield. If they want it every month, we'll look at that. If not, we might do it quarterly. It totally depends what the charities, the individual businesses of charities, want to see out in Essex.
It's like all these bespoke things just for the...
Totally.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. But listen, Karen and Sally, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you next week. One last time for the website, Karen.
EssexBusinessPartnerships.org.uk.
Now we're going to play a brand new track, Sia, featuring Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, I always have to say it twice. This is The Immortal Queen.